Praise the Lord. Oh, Father, we exalt you this morning. Lord, we are here because you wanted us to be here. You purposed that we be here this morning to exalt you, Lord. The world is full of bad news, of chaos. The world is full of misunderstanding, strife, hatred. In your presence, we see peace. In your presence, we see love. We get our encouragement in your presence, Lord. We get our hope in your presence. The hope for us to live knowing that, Lord, only what you have willed will happen to us. Only what you allow will happen to us. You are our covering. You are our covering. Oh, Father, we exalt you this morning. Oh, fill us with your joy. Fill us with your love. We hope in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for being here with us this morning. We do not take it for granted. Hallelujah. We want to thank even our brethren worshiping with us, following us online. We say thank you. God has a word for you this morning. Just sit back and relax and ask, open your hearts for what God has for us. Also thank our senior pastor for the opportunity to minister to God's children, to God's people. It's always a blessing. It's not only a blessing to the brethren, also a blessing to me. Whenever you stand to minister, you open doors for blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Have we been having a wonderful week? Right? God has been blessing us. I think yesterday was the best day in our area in terms of weather. Yes, the weather was really good yesterday. I only opened the window today and I saw snow. I was like, ah, you are back. Yeah, it's like it's my season, you know. The pastor said, yeah, the man, you know, our life is a life of seasons, right? The snow is also saying, it is my season. Don't push me. It is my season. I have every right to fall. Amen? Don't resist my season. Hallelujah. And this morning, I will remind us that it is our season. It's our season of blessing. This supernatural shift is real. Praise the Lord. Oh, before I start, it's like I've already started preaching. Let us go through our 2026 confession, please. If you have it, I think it will be on the overhead. If you are ready, just let me know. Hallelujah. Let us go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural. Helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, pass over, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over here. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength, and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of nonstop laughter, celebrations, unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I am laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on the promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, yes. Amen. In this season, it is shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump, and he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he is giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Marah to pleasant streams in Elim. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, and from rejected to Beulah. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, and from loner to owner. From supplanter to contender. In this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bring up the brokenhearted, to comfort afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way, and yes to your will, my Father. I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you, cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you, dreams, wombs, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Begin to speak life over your body. Speak life over your life. Speak life over your family. Speak life over your business. Speak life over your job. Speak life over your city. Speak life over your nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favor, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walkover, and flyover year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, wonderful. Can we be seated, please? Praise the Lord. This year is going to be an incredible year. The 1st of March brings in mind the fact that we have started this year. It's no longer, you know, at the beginning of the year, we have expectations. We have plans. We have like my sister will call and say, when is this, when is that, so that she can put in a calendar that, okay, this one is here, this one is graduating, there's a wedding, you know, there is this, I have to go for vacation and all that stuff. You have all these things planned out. In the physical, we do that. But I also know that before this, when we started the year, we were encouraged to make some, to put down some goals, right? To put down some things that we want God to do for us, you know. And many of us, if you have not done it or you did not do it, I will encourage you to do it. Praise the Lord. Many of us, we wrote down things. But March is a very, very peculiar month because during the month of March, many people forget. Many people forget. You know, there are those who make commitments that they are going to cut down and that they will be going to the gym. And when that time starts, that first, they are so into it that first week, right? I'm guilty, you know. But along the way, something comes. Something comes and derails you. You cannot understand. One day you wake up and you say, ah, instead of reducing, I'm increasing. What's going on? And you find yourself powerless, right? You find yourself powerless. We started the year, we had a Daniel fast, 1st of February, we broke our fast, and we were encouraged that it should not just end there. It shouldn't just end there. We should continue in that spirit of prayer, of meditation, of, you know, setting goals and going after these goals. We should not just be happy that we fasted for 21 days. Hallelujah. In that spirit, maybe you even make a commitment that, okay, I will have to be doing my own personal fast. You can have your own personal fast, maybe a family fast and the rest, where you pray for yourself, you pray for your family, you pray for your environment. Just you and God know about this contract of fasting. Hallelujah. You have to do those things. Those are the kind of things that will keep, you will keep that burden alive. We need to keep the burden alive. If there is a heading for the message today, is to keep that burden alive. The burden of the good things that God revealed to us during our fast. Of the good things that God revealed to you in the beginning of the year during your Bible reading. Maybe God, the Holy Spirit, deposited something in your spirit and you don't know why he deposited it. God has a reason for it. Those are the things that I want us to keep in mind, to keep the burden alive. Hallelujah. And so I had my own commitment that I did. I said I will be reading, you know, I'll read every month. I have to read a book. Thank God I read, I think, 2 books or 3 books already. But there's a book I'm reading now, which was written by a pastor, and the message of today is from that book. It's from the, "You shall not go out empty." Hallelujah. You shall not go out empty. This book is, you can get it online. I am reading it from Kindle. I bought it. It's in Kindle. It's on Kindle. I read it from there. But in that book, it's a good book. I encourage everyone who has not read it, or maybe you read it and you the spirit of March came upon you and you left it. Go back. Amen. And begin to read it. You will be blessed. There's the book of Isaiah 65 verse 21. Before we go there, I would like us to read Psalm 16, verse 5. Thank you, Dickness Maria. When she opens Psalm 16 this morning, I'm like, oh my goodness. That's just, she's in the spirit. Amen. Because it's the first chapter and verse I wanted to share with us today. Psalm 16, verse 5. And that's King James Version. It says, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot." 6. "The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly inheritance." Hallelujah. "The Lord draws the lines of my boundaries." Hallelujah. They are falling in pleasant places. Means the author of my goodness is from God. Now, the promises that God has promised us, you know, it's a season of blessings. It's a season that God, if you read our confession, season is there. A lot of season. This is my season. This is my season. This is the season where God has drawn our lines in pleasant places. And our inheritance are good. Do you have the good news version? Our inheritance is good. This is so important because when God has drawn your boundaries, nobody can claim your inheritance. When God draws your boundary, nobody can claim your inheritance. You know, when you buy a house in Cameroon, where I'm from, my original country, when you want to buy a house, let's say you go to a community to buy a house or a plot, land. You will not just go and say, okay, chief, I want this, or the person selling it. No. What happens is you need an authority to confirm, we call it a witness. And that authority must be recognized by the government. And in our area, there are chiefs. We call them chiefs. Some people call them igwes and all. If that igwe or that chief does not come and say, this land belongs, this man selling the land, it's his land. Our records show that it is his land. If that chief does not come and say, yes, this land, this boundary, this is his land, you will not be able to get a land certificate for that land. Because before you go and get the land certificate, they will ask you, who is the government official? Who drew the lines? Who drew the lines? And even the lands and survey, the surveyor who comes with that his instrument, they call the theodolite, when he comes, he has to measure, his theodolite has to measure and align with what the chief has said. And he will give a document they call a technical document. And when you are going now, these guys, they know it. They will say, okay, you want a land certificate? Bring your deed of conveyance, which is established after you have a land certificate. It looks like we are doing a land thing this morning, but just bear with me. So you bring a deed of conveyance where the witness is there, the chief and whoever is selling it, is saying that, yes, this land belongs to this person, but right now there's a sales certificate, we transfer it to this person. And they will look at it and say, okay, the chief has it, the line. And then what is the surveyor saying? He has aligned your boundaries. They say, okay, these boundaries belong. We have everything we need now. Then we'll give you a land certificate. And that land certificate is final. Whether somebody else comes and sell that same land to another person, and they are building there, you will just come and say, you cannot build here. This is my land. They'll say, no, I have my own. I have my deed. They say, no. Let's go to court. When we go to court, what the smart judge will say is, bring your land certificates. And when you bring your land certificates, they will look at the dates. Who was the first person who established the land certificate? It's not you. It's the rightful owner. So when God draws our lines in pleasant places, the devil cannot inherit. Hallelujah. This year is a season of supernatural shift. Lines have been drawn in pleasant places. Our inheritance is goodly. We have goodly inheritance. And if you don't believe what I say, Isaiah 65 verse 21, please. Let's go to Isaiah 65 verse 21. Hallelujah. The devil is a very cunning. He plays with our emotions and brings doubts. When he brings doubts, then you are dead. You will not inherit what God has for you because you are doubting. Now, Isaiah 65 verse 21 says, and they shall build houses and inhabit them. Your portion this year is that the work of your hands, you will reap the fruits. Praise the Lord. You will build. There are people who build houses and don't live in the houses. There are people who build houses. I had a cousin about 2 years ago. She had built a house. She was a beautiful house. You know, we're in contact, you know. And then all of a sudden, one day, I just wake up and they tell me she's gone. I said, what are you talking about?
And then the house that she had built, beautiful house, that's where they went and buried her. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. Amen. That is what the devil does. He wants you to work and not reap. You don't enjoy it. You have to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You have to enjoy it. There are some people, some families where the father and the mother will suffer to bring their kids up. And by the time it's time for them to enjoy, they start going. They just go. They don't eat the fruits of their labor. It is not a portion. It is not. We will not go out empty-handed. Hallelujah. And he says, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Hallelujah. There's no farmer who goes to plant for others. You have to harvest what you've planted. Amen. You have to harvest what you've planted. But first, you have to plant. And this year, we have to plant in our spiritual lives. We have to plant at all levels. Things that we've been just desiring in our hearts, this year is the year of doing them. Amen. We have to do them. You have to make a decision and say, Lord, I want to be that person who plants. And I am planting. I am planting my time. I am planting my investment. I am planting everything that I can do. And God will let it grow and you will harvest it. And he says again, for as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Long enjoy. Hallelujah. Is this not a partial enjoyment? God wants us to long enjoy. Amen. God wants us to long enjoy. If there is, if in your family people don't live long, you stand up and say, no. It shall not be my portion. Hallelujah. It shall not be my portion. I will long enjoy. Hallelujah. And then he says, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. 23. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. Amen. Your life shall not be painful. You shall not strive for trouble. Whoever wants to bring trouble in your life this year, say, no, you have not come for me. I accept the loss. I don't want trouble. I accept you win. Okay? Whatever family member or friend wants to bring trouble to you this year, don't grieve your spirit. Accept the loss. Say you have lost. I mean like lost, like, yes, you win. Hallelujah. Because those are traps that the devil bring before us. And before you know it, you start hating your brother for nothing. You want to pray and the devil is very cunning. You just hate your brother. You look at your brother. You have not talked with him forever. You know, yeah. Just building traps for us. This year, you will not fall into that snare. Amen. Praise the Lord. It shall not be your portion. And he says again, say, they shall not labor in vain nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, this is God's promise to us this year. God is saying, before we even speak, I will answer. Say, before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, you know, sometimes you stand before a king and they ask you, okay, speak. Just their presence, you know, you are shaking. You are like, I say, how do I even communicate? How do I communicate this thing to the king like Nehemiah? You don't. But the Lord says, before you speak, I already know what you want. That is how far, you know, the pastor has been talking about the love of God. on Wednesdays. That love that God has for us, it's a love that triggers some extra concern that you don't explain. You know, if you love somebody intensely, sometimes you can even read their minds. Yes, I'm telling you. Sometimes you can guess, okay, this is what this person is going through. You see, that's why you say you pray for one another. You know, when we pray for one another in love, the mind, their minds, God will reveal their minds to us. We're able to understand what some people are going through without them even telling us. You know, God will tell you about them. God is saying this year, before you speak, not that you will not speak, you will speak. But before you speak, God already knows what you are speaking. He already gives you an answer. Hallelujah. You shall not go out empty this year. Hallelujah. So are we taking advantage of the promises God has about us? Are we taking advantage of these promises? Are you taking advantage of the promises? Have you gone through this confession and go through that? You know, there are verses. There are all the verses down here. Make it a homework for you to go through all these verses and see how you can align them with each stanza. Right? You go through and you see which one is talking about, I am helped, favored, and blessed. Where do you think? Do you think it's Isaiah 5 or what? Or 1 Peter 2, 5? We have to go through these things. I just want us to be practical, right? Christianity these days is a lot of talk and no action, no do. Many people want to listen to, there are people preaching online, which if you listen to them, sometimes you ask yourself, where is this from? How? You know, some people enjoy those. But I want us to know one thing. This is a year of practicality. It's not a year of just listening and hearing. It's a year of do's. It's a season. We have, like the pastor said, it's a season. A man's life is a life of season. Now, this year is your, there's a season in this year for you not to go out empty. For you to get something. Hallelujah. For you to get something. There are many times we just go with the, you know, go with the wind, you know. Just go with emotions. We just live our lives and everything that comes, we take. No. This year, I want you to make a decision and say, no, this year, I don't take that which is not mine. And the devil will not take that which is mine. Amen? You will be determined and goal-oriented. You will not go with emotion. Praise the Lord. You will not go with emotions. I have a burden this year to preach the gospel. I want to preach the gospel. I want to tell people about Jesus. Because it's not just living. We are living on earth. Yeah, we have a commission. Abundant life is a commission, right? The commission is to preach the gospel. It's not just to enjoy ourselves. The blessings that God, there are blessings God has blessed. I can confess that God has blessed me and my family. We are blessed. I have no doubt with it. With that, I am blessed. God has blessed us. But I want to share the gospel of Jesus. You explain the gospel in the simplest of terms. When the gospel is explained in the simplest of terms, the Holy Spirit uncomplicates it. The gospel of Jesus is not a complicated gospel. There's a reason why Billy Graham was so popular the way he was. If you listen to his gospel, it was simple. No complication. It's salvation. It is salvation. Hallelujah. It is 2 Corinthians 5:21. It is knowing that Jesus Christ is that mediator between God and man, and that in our hearts there is a longing for God, and that Jesus Christ can feel that longing. So this year, I want to preach the gospel. I want to share as much as I can share. You give me an opportunity to pray, use it to preach the gospel first. Because you know, you will go somewhere and they will know that you are a pastor or you are a believer. And when there's an opportunity and means for you to pray, you just pray, thank you for the food. Bless it, Father, as we eat in Jesus' name. No. Use it as an opportunity to highlight Jesus. Talk about Jesus. This year is a year of practicality. We want to be practical this year. Hallelujah. He who is not practical will not bear fruits. He who is not practical will not bear fruits. But this I want to bear fruits. Hallelujah. How the pastor said, you will carry your testimony. Amen. You will carry your testimony. You are in school, you will carry your testimony. They must know that you are different. And you're not different because you're quiet. You're different because the way you think aligns with the Bible. You are different because the way you see things, the love that you have, you love unconditionally. Hallelujah. And people see these things and they take note. Students, you have to be different. You have to be that light. That light that has to shine this year. Because somewhere, somehow, God is working. I was watching over the news and they were talking about there is a revival in college campuses. They said there was a revival for Jesus. And they interviewed this young man, a young man and a young woman. I was not watching. It was on that. I was doing something else. But I was just like, wow. And this young girl was like, yes, the gospel of Jesus. People are turning to. And it's not like they were talking about Jesus. They were saying that in their campuses, people are turning their lives to Jesus. That, and then they gave a testimony of a young lady who was almost in the brink of giving up. By giving up, I hope you mean we have kids here, but giving up. And then she said, let me just go to this gathering of believers. And then she went there and Jesus took her. And Jesus saved her. There is a revival that is coming, and it is coming with the young, with the youths. It is coming with the youths. We have to pray that this revival will yield the fruits that God wants it to yield. A generation that is turning to God is good for a nation. A generation that is turning to God is good for a nation. There was a time in this country where there was a revival. And some people used to talk about the tent movement and all that. That revival bore fruits that kept this nation afloat. For this nation to see, to continue in that grace of God, there must be a revival for this generation. This generation that is for God. Because along the way, there's a generation in America that has gone away from God. That has gone away. Statistics shows that the percentages of young men who get into colleges as believers or even, you know, believing in God has totally reduced. There are people who go to church. I know of somebody who went to college. Active, you know, in the Lord, active. Came back one day and I tried to preach. Say, oh, no. I don't believe in God anymore. I even wanted to preach to the girlfriend. Say, don't even try. Don't preach to her. That's the movement that has been going on. But God is about to raise a generation of young men who stand for the word of God, who stand for Jesus. That your life, you carry your own testimony. Each child will carry his own testimony. Hallelujah. And a pastor also said, you will not miss out on any of God's appropriated blessing. You will not miss out in Jesus' name. You will not miss out in Jesus' name. 2 years ago, I switched jobs after being in one job for about 11 years. And in my heart, I had some peace in my heart, but I was, because I am not that kind who just wants to change jobs because I'm chasing a better, you know, salary or job environment. But all of a sudden, somebody just reached out and said, Kermit, there's this job opening. And I prayed. I told the pastor. Pastor said, just pray. Just pray about it. And I prayed. I had my peace. But I tell you, God has used that job to bless my family. You will not believe. If my old job comes and calls me and says, Kermit, come back, I'll say, it's okay. The seasons have changed. I have a testimony right now which runs that I continue with my season. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This year, pray that you will not miss the apportioned blessings that God has for you. You don't want December 31st to come and when they're asking, what has God done for you? Write down, you're like, I don't know what to write. You don't know, not because it's too many, but because there is nothing. No, you don't want to be that. You want to get to the end of the year with an anticipation that you want to testify. Praise the Lord. You want to testify. You want to talk about something that, not only one thing, the many things that God has done for you. Hallelujah. So whatever you decided at the beginning of the year, this March, 1st of March, wherever you have been sitting, I command you to stand and start marching on. Amen. March on to that promise. Because we do not want to come here in December with long faces. We don't want to scare the pastor. Don't come with long faces, December 31st. Come with joyful faces. Joyful faces. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, you will not lack in any good thing this year. You will not lack in any good thing. It will come and you'll be like, this can only be God. There will be a lot of, you know, people complaining around you and the rest, but you're asking, where do I start thanking God? While people are complaining around you, you are asking yourself, where do I start to thank God? This can only be God. You will lose nothing. And you will lose nothing. And you will miss nothing. Praise the Lord. Can we have Jeremiah 33:3, please? Call unto me, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Can I have good news? Or a simpler version? Knowest and all that stuff? Say, call me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you do not know. Praise the Lord. This year, there are great and mighty things for us. There are great and mighty things for us. But God is saying we should call Him. Show us these great and mighty things. Show us these great and mighty things. You know, hang on this word. Hang on God's word. And you will see the miracles will begin to unfold. Call unto me, and I will answer you. God's promise for us this year is that there's a supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. Amen. Call unto me, and I will answer you. Hallelujah. Like I said, the pleasant places are there. God has drawn pleasant places for us. I have full confidence in that. that for me God has drawn pleasant places. And they are goodly, my inheritance. Don't mind what the wind that is coming around you. It will not overshadow the blessing that God has for you. Sometimes some things will happen and you ask yourself, ah, God, why? You know, I remember two weeks ago I went to Tulsa for a funeral also for a cousin I lost. Very young girl, lady, 22 years old. I went there and they were having a celebration of life. In my spirit, I was like, I cannot be celebrating life at such a tender age. But then I started listening to the testimonies about this young lady. I was like, okay, I now understand. She lived faster than her age. She was already so matured. She had already done a lot of things for God. Her whole life was service. Service in the vineyard. She was the one, you know, she would help the pastor. The pastor told her that, oh yeah, she used to be my assistant. You know, when I need something, I'll just text. And then the pastor read some of their texts that day, you know, they were going back and forth. Said that was who she was. She had outlived, she outpaced her age. And then a tear started rolling down my eyes. I'm like, she lived her life. She lived her life. We have to live our life to the fullest. We have to do it. We have to live our life as though today is the last day. Put in our effort and our all. She will go to camps, Christian camps. The pastor says sometimes she will look at her like this and say, but you are taking everybody in the church. So she will take all the youths and say, let's go to and help. Not like attend. Like she takes youths to go and help volunteers in youth Christian youth camps. Until the pastor said, I need somebody for my own youth camp. Say, I have a youth camp, I don't have people. And then that one day she had to drive and go get her, bring her to help in the youth camp, take her back. Say, that was who she was. She put in her all. And when the time came, God called her. We have to live with a purpose. A life with no purpose is an unfulfilled life. Hallelujah. A life with no purpose is an unfulfilled life. We have to identify a purpose in your life. You have to have something you live for in God's kingdom. A vineyard that needs workers, you have to live with purpose. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you see some people call others, like some scientists, geniuses. Why do you call them geniuses? Because they have dedicated their life to this one particular thing. And that's just what drives them. Social life is not for them. You can be talking with them and they will not know how to express themselves. But when you bring something scientific, they will say, okay, this is my domain. They will explain to you things which you don't even know. Why? Because that's what makes them moving. Amen? So when you have identified your purpose in life and you commit to that purpose, your life will be a fulfilled life. Your life will be a fulfilled life. You know? Those who are living, who have left the faith, they lost their purpose. When you lose purpose, nothing is exciting. When you lose purpose, you go anywhere. But when you have a purpose, and they invite you somewhere that clashes with your purpose, you will have no remorse to tell them, sorry, I cannot be here. I have something already lined up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us live a life of purpose and revisit the things that God put in our hearts during the Daniel fast. Those 21 days of prayer and fasting, God certainly did something. God said he did something. said something, or maybe even triggered in you a habit for you to continue. And in this 1st of March, that habit is going away. Today, we say no. Habits come back. The good habits. The habits that draw us close to God. The habits that put Jesus up there. Those are the habits I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. We are going to march on. We are going to march on. Because our lines are drawn for us in pleasant places in 2026. And testimonies will flow. We want people to come and say, Pastor, is there testimony time? Because I have a testimony. I have a testimony. Okay? I have a testimony. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us stand on our feet. I'd like us to spend some time just to pray. Rekindle that flame. Rekindle that commitment. Think about the thing that you committed to God during the Daniel fast, and maybe after that. That thing that God told you to do, or you told God that you will be doing this year, just to draw you close to God, just to have a purpose in life. And if you don't have a purpose, please pray and pray and pray and tell God, Father, today I want you to reveal to me my purpose. Purpose for which you saved me. Lord, you did not save me to be a bench warmer. To be a spectator. You saved me to be part of this vineyard. To be part of the workers in the vineyard of God. When you are looking for who to send, for who to use, you are available. Those habits that you developed during the Daniel fast, we need them to go through this year. Hallelujah. Those maybe a family habit. Maybe you have family devotions. You have a day you have family Bible studies. Maybe you have a day you set aside for evangelism. Those habits, we want to rekindle them this 1st of March. We want to say this year, with the supernatural shift and the power that is changing hands, we want to be part of it. We will not only speak these things, we will live them. It is our season. We'll take hold of this season. It is our season. This is our season. We'll have testimonies. Hallelujah. Wherever there is doubt, wherever there is fear, wherever there is uncertainty, right now I rebuke in Jesus' name. Father, open our minds, open our eyes to have lives of purpose. Knowing fully well that you've drawn our lines in pleasant places and that our inheritance is good. This year we will enter into our inheritance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will move ahead. This year is our year to conquer, to possess. This year is our year to shine. This year is our year to excel, to soar like eagles. The things that, Lord, we've dreamt about, we've longed for, in service in your vineyard, it will be our year this year. The beginning of a relationship with you, Lord, this year. For our students, this year, Lord, they will stand out. They will stand out in their faith. They will stand out in their love. They will stand out in their purpose. As revival sweeps campuses, Lord, our youth will not be left out. Our schools will not be left out in this neighborhood. Your hand will touch our campuses, transform lives, and we will see them, Lord. We will see them, Lord. This year is a year of testimony. There is testimony ahead. There is testimony for each and every one of us. We lay hold of this testimony. We believe this testimony. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. We are marching on. We are marching on. In Jesus' name, amen.